I am here today with Ramon Serrano as he tells his story of his near-death experience in the summer of 2016. A story of how he went from playing football, going to church, and hanging out with his friends to lying on his deathbed.
On July 2nd, I was admitted into the hospital on Kafer Memorial, and I went to the ER. I waited for about 4 hours. Then they took an MRI and they didn't find anything. We waited 30 minutes to get the results for that. And being that they didn't find anything, they sent me home. July 3rd, I woke up in the morning fine, still had the headache. And I was getting ready for church and I had stroke-like symptoms. My dad threw me over his shoulder and my parents rushed me directly to the emergency room. I was taken directly into the emergency room and they checked my vitals because they could see the severity of the sickness that I had. They put me in a medically induced coma for 2 weeks on a ventilator because my body was working so hard it was practically killing itself. And they put me on a cooling pad because my body, since it was working so hard, it was overheating and my body was going to end up killing itself off being that it was working so hard and it was overheating. So they stuck me on a cooling pad so I could stay calm, and they ended up putting a probe in my brain to measure the swelling and the fluid in it, and they ended up taking a couple spinal taps to find out what I had. They sent my cultures off all across the United States to like find out what I had. It wasn't until the 16th day that they found out what I had, and it was called the Asian equine encephalitis. There's no cure for this disease. So they ended up giving me a whole bunch of medicine cocktails to think quite possibly that something in this medicine cocktail could cure my disease. That's wrong. There's no cure for the Asian equine encephalitis. On an early morning, they sat my parents down and said, "I'm sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Serrano. There's nothing we can do about your son. He's going to die." Of course, that's nothing that a parent ever wants to hear. Later that evening, they had a prayer vigil at my church. People shared their testimonies that they've had with me, people from my elementary school substitute teachers to middle school coaches to people that have raised me in the nursery at church and to scout leaders and church leaders. And after the prayer vigil was over, everybody walked outside to go to their cars and leave, and they looked up in the sky. There was a double rainbow in the sky, and everybody started contacting my parents and saying, "He's going to be all right. Everything's going to be fine. We saw a sign from God. I mean, your boy's going to be fine." And my parents were very hopeful, being that we're very religious, and that was a sign from God. And later that day, I started to pull through my disease and show signs of improvement, which nobody's ever survived this disease before that hasn't been mentally retarded in a vegetative state. The odds of getting it are 1 in 180 million, and there's only 5 to 6 cases in the United States every year. I'm the only person to survive the disease without mental retardation or becoming a vegetable, and the only person that has ever had it to go back to life like it was beforehand. Like I said, there's no cure for this disease, and it's only by the grace of God and prayer that I was able to survive it. It took me 8 months to go through physical therapy. I had to learn how to walk, talk, feed myself again, and all my motor functions. Basically, I had to learn everything like I was a toddler again. Then I went from my deathbed to a 3-sport varsity athlete and a 4-time conference champion. And just give you the fact that regardless of where you're at in life, if you work hard and you see your goal, then you can accomplish it.
What are the lessons that you've learned from your near-death experience?
It taught me not to take things for granted. And I always reference this Bible verse, Psalms 23:4. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for God is with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me." And I really like that verse because I feel like it connects with me very well, being that, I did walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I almost died. It's like, but I don't
I'm not afraid anymore because I know that God's with me and God got me through that and he's going to comfort me through whatever trials and tribulations I have in my life.